This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Signing of the Water Resources Reform and Development Act of 2014 into law puts America's inland waterways and port infrastructure on a solid and sustainable foundation to contribute to U.S. economic growth, jobs, and global competitiveness for generations to come, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. U.S. waterways transport 60% of the nation's export-bound grain supply, supply American farmers with fertilizer for planting season, and provide a competitive advantage against producers of farm goods outside the nation's borders. A vote on H.R. 4457, which includes provisions related to increased small business expensing limitations under Section 179, was expected to take place on the House floor Thursday. The bill was approved by the House Ways and Means Committee in May. June floor action was announced by Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia on Friday. Section 179 allows a taxpayer to deduct all or part of the cost of new or used business property rather than depreciating the cost over a longer period of time. The immediate expensing provided by Section 179 allows farmers and ranchers to cash flow purchases that otherwise would be impossible or that would require them to incur debt expense when purchases cannot be delayed. The bill, introduced by Representative Pat Tiberi of Ohio and Ron Kind of Wisconsin, would make permanent the 2013 Section 179 small business expense maximum limit of $500,000 with a dollar per dollar phase-out threshold set at $2 million. If Congress fails to adopt the legislation, the expensing limit for 2014 will be only $25,000. The American Farm Bureau Federation, National Federation of Independent Business, and more than 150 other business-related trade groups and associations sent a joint letter to representatives calling on them to pass the bill. Cargill, one of the largest pork producers in the U.S., is continuing its commitment of moving to group housing for its sows that produce hogs for pork. Company-owned facilities will be 100% group housing by the end of calendar 2015. Contract hog farms that contain Cargill-owned sows will transition to 100% group housing by the end of calendar 2017. The hogs produced by Cargill-owned sows represent approximately 30% of the total hogs harvested annually at the company's two pork processing facilities in Illinois and Iowa. Total U.S. agricultural machinery exports for the first quarter of 2014 totaled $2.185 billion compared to $3.04 billion in the first quarter of 2013, a decline of 28.1% according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, citing U.S. Commerce Department data. The AEM Off-Road Equipment Manufacturing Trade Group produces global trends reports using Commerce Department information to assist members' business planning. New technology developed in France alerts farmers with text messages when individual cows go into labor prior to giving birth. Body temperature changes recorded by a special thermometer let farmers know birth is impending, according to manufacturer Madria. The EPA's proposal to regulate everyday farming practices isn't just impractical, it's illegal, American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman told the House Subcommittee on Water, Resources, and Environment on Wednesday. The EPA Waters of the U.S. proposal broadly expands federal jurisdiction, according to Stallman. It threatens local land use and zoning authority and is an end run around Congress and the Supreme Court. The EPA claims that farmers would face less regulation under its latest proposal. In fact, the rule would micromanage farming via newly mandated procedures for fencing, spraying, weeding, and more. Permitting, meanwhile, could delay time-sensitive tasks for months, potentially ruining crops in the process. The Environmental Protection Agency has extended the deadline for submission of comments on the proposed Waters of the U.S. rule to October 20th. This is a victory for farming families and a clear signal that America's farmers know how to stand up and be counted, according to AFBF President Bob Stallman. Further, EPA has misled the regulated community about the rule's impacts on land use. If more people knew how regulators want to require permits for common activities on dry land or penalize landowners for not getting them, they would be outraged. The deadline for commenting on the accompanying interpretive rule was also extended by EPA to July 7th. It has been brought to the attention of the Agriculture Department's Farm Service Agency that a phone scam is being perpetuated on FSA customers. The caller, who claims to be a Farm Loan Service representative from Washington, D.C., states that FSA owes you disaster assistance funds and proceeds to request checking account information or requests a credit card number, alleging that funds will be credited to these accounts. Should you receive a similar call, do not, under any circumstances, provide personal or financial information to the caller. A U.S. firm, 3D Systems, is collaborating with chocolate manufacturing giant Hershey's to develop 3D chocolates fit for the commercial market. Also, a whopping collection of 40 maps, charts, and graphs that show where our food comes from and how we eat it, with some drinking thrown in for good measure, can be viewed online at www.vox.com/a/explain-food-america. The Agriculture Department kept its projections for corn unchanged and made only minor changes to soybean figures in the release of the June World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report on Wednesday. Most notably, the forecast left the USDA projected corn production unchanged for the new crop year at 13.9 billion bushels, and the agency also made no adjustments to its estimate of corn yield, calculated at 165.3 bushels per acre. The monthly estimate report said that despite slower than anticipated planting in May, the current favorable early season crop conditions and weather patterns should keep the crop on track to reach the high level of yields. For soybeans, USDA did not change production and yields, as farmers are still expected to plant 81.5 million acres and yield 45.2 bushels per acre, but a small change was made in the stock estimates of the crop. USDA estimates that 2014-2015 soybean ending stocks will come in at 325 million bushels, down by 5 million bushels. A sack-hauling time traveler from the 21st century lands in an Irish potato field in 1849, just before a terrible famine, and asks, if you thought genetically modified potatoes would avert late blight disease, spare a million countrymen from starvation, and keep another million from emigrating off disease off the Emerald Isle, would you plant these newfangled spuds? Fast forward to the internet age, when communication researchers ran 859 U.S. grocery shoppers through a similar thought experiment. Half the subjects in an online survey read the story of the 1850s Irish potato famine, learning the potential impact of fungal Phytophthora infestans on potato and tomato crops today. The other 400-plus pondered generic plant diseases with no mention of specific crops or historic famines. Stories of the Irish potato famine were no more likely to boost support for disease-resistant genetically modified crops than were our generic crop disease descriptions, said Catherine McComas, professor and chair of Cornell's Department of Communication in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. University of Wisconsin-Madison dairy scientists will soon be sharing their work with those in the Chinese dairy industry, according to Hordes Dairymen. The university was recently selected to develop curriculum for a $400 million dairy training center established by Nestle in China's northeast province of Heilongjiang. A new Rasmussen poll found that just 25% of Americans believe the federal government should set school lunch nutrition standards. 51% think those decisions should be made locally, while 15% prefer to see state governments decide. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.